Just so you know, what we do in the break sometimes, Boomer and I were looking to see if there were nonstop flights from JFK to Baku in Azerbaijan.
They have a national Azerbaijan golf club there. I'm thinking, like, next week I'm going to Wisconsin and Sand Valley, that maybe we could, maybe at the end of August, we could go there and go take a golf trip to Azerbaijan.
You know, it might be a place to go maybe in the wintertime.
Can you fly there?
You can, but just nonstop.
You can, but just no nonstop. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, so there's a lot of different ways. Looks like Frankfurt is a hub.
Of Lufthansa, maybe Turkish Air, maybe Qatar Air.
I mean, there's this one where you go, it's basically a day. It's going to take you a day to get there. Where you go from JFK to Toronto, Toronto to Frankfurt, then Frankfurt to Baku.
How much?
$667.
You would think it'd be more expensive than that because you're taking all these different planes.
Yeah, I don't understand.
So what's the one-stop price?
One-stop price, $751. Stop in Frankfurt, Lufthansa.
Yeah.
And then you get you can stop in Istanbul if you'd like. That's one stop too. So I mean, you can't go nonstop into Baku, which is something that, you know, is alarming. You know, you really want to make sure that you can get there.
Maybe you can fly into Tbilisi in Georgia.
Oh, okay.
And then drive.
If they've got nonstops to Tbilisi, but I don't know. You rent a car there.
Yeah.
Doesn't look like a great place for Americans. Let's just leave it at that.
You know? You don't think so?
No.
I don't know.
Looks like a hostage spot. Could be.
Could be.
Spot. Oh. Could be. You never know. I mean, listen.
I think of Rollerball. Remember the movie Rollerball that came out about, 10, 15 years ago? I feel like it was in that part of the world.
Really? Yeah, I mean, listen.
I love that movie, by the way.
I don't want to be that close to Iran ever.
Okay.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know.
That's close. That's really close. That's like...
They got you as a hostage, man? That would be tough.
Yeah. Like, as your
Jerry would be in the power chair, though. She's being held hostage.
Like Azerbaijan to Tehran.
Yeah.
That looks like, to me, like New York to Maryland. You know what I'm saying?
Well, they share a border.
Well, yeah, but it's a lot. But, I mean, it looks like the distance, or you know, it looks like maybe even closer than that. That might be like...
New York to Baltimore or New York to Philadelphia?
Yeah.
I have a driving time for you here.
Okay. All right. We're talking from Baku to Tehran?
Yep. Nice. So it takes you 10 and a half hours or 10 hours and 54 minutes, depending on the Google map route you take.
All right, but it's not really like a straight shot. Is there a ferry? Or how about a helicopter?
I don't think so.
There's got to be a train. About a train?
You could hop on the boat with the Iranian pirates and they can take you to Tehran.
There are no trains, by the way.
Okay. No trains. 10 hours. What's 10 hours south of here from New York City?
Would you say like Richmond, Virginia?
Yeah, probably there. So, I mean, that's, you know, if I'm Richmond, Virginia away from Iran,
yeah.
That's something went wrong.
Too close.
Something went wrong, man.
Yeah, it's too close.
I don't know what I'm doing out there.
All right.
How did I get here?
I mean, but it does look like the potential for a beautiful coastline.
I was looking at pictures, and Baku has some really, really nice architecture. And it looked nice on the water and everything.